This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio.
I'm now joined in the studio by Courtney Burr from So Chic by Courtney. Hello, Courtney.
Hi.
Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, perhaps we could start off by finding out what you wanted to do when you left school.
To be honest, I didn't really have a proper vision of what I wanted. So I was kind of one of them. I wasn't amazing academically at school, but I always knew I wanted to have my own business. So I've been brought up from my mum. So my dad passed away when I was 14. So I've been brought up with my mum, and she's always worked really hard, always been very like independent. So I've always had that mindset. So yeah, from school really, I wouldn't really say I knew straight away until I kind of left school, went to college.
What college did you go to?
I went to Nescot in Epsom.
Is that for hair and beauty?
Hair and beauty, yep. I did a beauty training course. That was for 2 years. Hated the beauty, to be honest. It just wasn't a bit of me. But
what
the
did
makeup
you hate about
side,
it?
My mum always said, do something you love. Like, because that is your life. You're there 5 days a week, maybe more. And I just didn't really have a passion for it. But then we done a makeup side, and I knew straight away I loved it. I just was really taken by it. I was kind of going home, watching anything to do with makeup and stuff like that. So that's when I knew.
What did you like about the makeup?
I love the creative side of it. And I love as well the feeling people get after getting their makeup done. They feel they can come in and they can be a bit like, oh, feel a bit down on it or something. And then they go out and they feel $1 million.
They feel uplifted. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So I love that side of it. It's really, they kind of go out with a spring in their step, and it's like, you've helped them do that. So I do love that.
Right. And then, so what happened when you left the college?
So I left the college. I did a training course for 2 weeks up in London, just purely makeup. That was kind of theatre, film, TV,
oh, right, yes.
Glam.
So you learned how to do scars and things,
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, awful at it, I was. I love the glam side of makeup. So the theatre, I thought, no, that's a big no from me. I can't do that. But the glam side, that's what I really enjoyed doing. So, yeah.
And so after this other course, then what happened?
Yeah, after the other course, then I had a little cabin set up in my garden. So that was when I was about 17. And then makeup wasn't really a big thing when I started. So it was kind of good for weddings and proms and that typical kind of stuff. But it wasn't massive, as in people nowadays get it for the pub, or they'll get it for a night out, they get it for their dates. Whereas 5 years ago, it wasn't really like that. So I just kind of thought, right, give it a go, see how it goes.
And so what were you offering?
Just literally makeup for £30. Well, when I first started, I'd do anyone for free, anyone I could get my hands on, just to get good pictures and kind of get makeup out there, because I felt it kind of started in up north and stuff. People were trying to get their makeup done just for anything. So I thought, I really want to bring that down to Surrey. So yeah, I just kind of had it at the cabin, would offer makeup Friday and Saturday nights. And then it just went from there, really. I was kind of really busy on a Friday and Saturday, and then the rest of the week, that was it. But I always wanted to work for myself, so that's when I thought, right, I need a salon to kind of be busy and get a bit further. I kind of reached where I was going to go in the cabin, if that makes sense.
Yes. And how did you promote yourself? How did you find customers?
A lot of through Instagram. That's the main thing when I first started. And especially with makeup, I'm really lucky where it is all visual. So I kind of use my Instagram as my portfolio of work. So that was the main kind of way I got my clients. And then word of mouth. So if people would go out and have their makeup done, they'd say, oh, who's done your makeup? And I kind of tried to have a trademark look. So people might say, oh, you've had your makeup done with Courtney. So I tried to keep that kind of going.
Right, so then you've decided to get a salon. So
yeah.
Did you have a problem finding front premises for that?
I did have a look, kind of local to me. And then I come across one who I know, the landlord. So he said, I know you really want a salon. So I come up with a business plan and kind of went from there, really. It's only 10 minutes from where I live.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, which is perfect.
Yes. Was it difficult to find the premises?
Not really. Once I found it, I thought, that's kind of where I want to go. I had to completely gut it out. It was just an office shop when I got it. So it was awful, but I love interior design as well, and that was one of the main focuses of my salon. So I wanted it to be really different, really stand out. I wanted it to kind of be an Instagrammable salon. So sure. There was not really many of them around even 2 years ago. I kind of got my inspiration from bars and clubs and stuff like that, because I wanted it to be a place where girls can come before their night out and have that kind of vibe, rather than just a standard salon.
Sure,
so I wanted it a little bit different.
So what sort of things have you got in your salon that make it different?
We've got like selfie areas, so we've got a massive swing with flowers all over it.
Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah, when the builders were doing it up, they were like, oh my God, what is this girl doing?
Sounds amazing.
But so we've got that. We've got lots of like pink neon signs. The girls come in, they get Prosecco with pink candy floss. They get pink hot chocolates.
Oh, wow.
So it's all a way of advertising as well. So as soon as they put that on their Instagram,
they do a selfie, do they?
They do a selfie, yeah, and they'll tag So Chic, and then that goes out to all of their followers. So it's kind of the branding with it as well, which I try and do.
Brilliant, so, brilliant. Yeah. And so tell us what the salon offers then. What sort of makeup
salon
are you offering?
It offers mostly, we are known for mostly just makeup. So if you've got weddings, if you've got a night out, appointments are an hour, they're £45 to £35. And yeah, we've got 6 makeup artists working there now, and a hairdresser full time. So she's kind of there in the week doing extensions, blow dries and stuff like that. I just wanted to offer that on the side, so people could literally have like a one-stop shop and come and get their blow dry, get their makeup. But as I'm not a hairdresser, I didn't really want to focus
just on hairdressing.
Yeah, I wanted it to be mostly makeup, because I kind of learned as I went along, I did have kind of a bit more hair, but I don't know it. And I think just stick to what you're good at. Don't kind of try and do a bit of everything. So, yeah, I kind of stuck to the makeup now.
And so when the salon opened 2 years ago, how did you promote that? How did you get people in the door?
I was quite lucky. I had my clientele already from my cabin. So that was quite handy. And then it was mostly Instagram. That's my most thing. I'm still trying to get much better at it, but I do try and promote that every kind of day and keep up to date with my stories and stuff like that. So, and I feel because there's a lot of salons in Surrey, but there's not any makeup, just makeup bars. So I kind of saw a gap in the market with that. Whereas up in Manchester, Liverpool, they're everywhere. Mm. Whereas in Surrey, it was kind of, I think when I first opened, people thought, oh, a makeup bar, like, is that going to even kind of do well? Because it wasn't really heard of around here. But now we can do up to 40 makeups just on a Saturday.
Really?
Yeah,
40?
Yeah,
gosh,
people
that's
get
amazing.
It done for anything.
Yeah.
So,
and are you open 7 days a week?
Sundays and Mondays we're closed.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, we're open Tuesday to Saturday, kind of 9:30 till about 6, depending when we have appointments.
Sure. Well, that sounds... And what's the most unusual makeup you've ever been asked to do?
To be honest, we don't get that many unusual.
What about
Halloween?
I was
going to
say, what about Halloween?
Yeah,
isn't that...
we did have a lot of couples makeup going on. Day of the Dead, we had a lot of the Joker. We had a lot of different makeup. I stay well clear of that. they would just look awful if I'd done it, and not in a good way. So I stay away from that side of it. But we have girls that come in and do a lot of special effects and stuff like that, and it's so realistic nowadays. It's really clever.
Yes,
so,
absolutely. And there's this new trend, isn't there, to put glitter on the face as well.
Yeah, we do a lot of that festival season. They chuck glitter everywhere, their face, their hair. They've got it on them for about 3 days after. But yeah, so it's really good.
And what are the latest trends in makeup at the moment?
It's kind of a very Instagram world we're in at the moment, which I think is a good thing and a bad thing. I think it's can be a bit of pressure for young girls and stuff like that, but so it's a lot of like the Kardashians, your typical, that kind of glam makeup. That's really the trends, but they change all the time. Yearly they change. So it was kind of full-on makeup, then it can go a bit more natural. So it depends really what all the celebrities and stuff are doing. It's mostly focused on that.
So people can come in the store and show you a picture of Kim Kardashian and say, can I look like her kind of thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So that's what we do mostly.
Okay. So when did you decide to open a makeup academy?
So that's been going since May. So that was what I really focused on when I opened my salon. I did really want an academy, just because all the training I've been on, it's been very old-fashioned. I've kind of had to teach myself. kind really? Of the new yes. yeah I've kind of taught myself the more up-to-date looks. I mean, when I went on training, it was a bit of bronzer and a bit of blusher, whereas people don't want that now. Most people are quite good at their own makeup nowadays. They've got YouTube. I mean, we get 14-year-olds come in and they've got kits of makeup with MAC and Anastasia Beverly Hills, whereas our day, I was like Miss Sporty or Rimmel. It wasn't a big thing back then. So yeah, I kind of taught myself, and I thought, I really need a salon around here that offers people training, which is up to date. They can go out, make money straight away. It's what people want, what people want to pay for. So we do focus on a lot of that Instagram makeup, we call it, where it's very full on. So it's probably not amazing if someone wanted to work in a theatre. I'd always say go to another training academy, because that's not what we'd offer. But I'd just like to stick to what I know, and what I know kind of makes money for the young girls, and what they can go out and do to make money for themselves. Because I do believe a lot in as well. With girls, I feel like a lot more people want to become their own bosses nowadays. A lot more people are being a bit more independent. They want to start young, and girls want to help each other as well. So I enjoy that part of it, the teaching. I really love that.
So I was going to say, you teach these courses yourself.
Yeah, so I teach the courses myself. I had to do a teaching course, not for makeup, literally for all types of teaching, which I really enjoyed. It was really hard work, but I loved it. And then I have another makeup artist alongside me. She does some of the training as well. So we offer group courses and we offer one-to-one courses. So I'll do the one-to-ones. And then group courses, we have a maximum of 5 students.
Mm-hmm.
So I have another teacher there. So we've got both of us to help them out, so they get as much as they can from us.
And how many students can you look after at one time?
So I like to keep it as 5 maximum, just uh-huh. so they get a nice experience. I don't want it to be overfilled, and I'd like them to get kind of a lot from it. I don't want them to just go away thinking I've chucked in 20 of them. And then it's a lot more personal, I think, if there's only 5, and we can split between Alex will do 2 of them, my other makeup artist, and I'll do 3 of them or something. So I like to keep it small and personal. And I think as well, when I did a lot of training, some of it was a bit intimidating, the makeup artist. It was a bit not as friendly. So I wanted to make sure the girls felt so comfortable and they could ask us anything, and it's really enjoyable as well for them. Really.
And how long does the course last?
So we have different options. We do have more quick courses, so they're 4 days or 2 days.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah, so we do quite intense courses, just because a lot of our clientele, they're either mums that want to work on the side doing a bit of makeup, or they're younger girls and they've got to fit it between their jobs. So I kind of like to do it quite intense, and then I like to keep track of what they're doing as well. So we always say we've got a good aftercare if they want to get in touch, and we kind of say to them, build up your clientele. And so we've got a lot of that with it as well.
So do what most of them go on to run their own businesses?
Yeah, so a lot of them do it freelance, so they kind of do it mobile. A few of them now rent rooms in salons and stuff like that. So it's lovely watching their journeys and stuff, seeing what they're doing.
And perhaps some of them come and work for you?
We do. So 3 of my girls out of 6 we've trained. Well, all of them I train up before they come in, but 3 of them we have got now from the training academy. So, because we saw they were really talented, and yeah, I love having them.
That must be really rewarding to
see
that.
It's so rewarding. That's why I love the teaching, because it is really rewarding, and it's some people it's only makeup, but to them it's their career and it could change their life and things like that if they really start it. So I love it, and you get a good bond with the girls, which I love. It's really nice.
And so what plans have you got for the future then? What's next?
I would love to focus really on my academy. I'd love to have like a big training college for makeup and stuff like that. That's what I would be my main aim. Just really so anyone feels like they can come and train if that's what they want to do. I think it's something I'd really like to help people do. And just because my mum's been so, you do what you love. She's been so supportive, and that's made such a difference. So I'd love something like that for other girls, just to kind of feel like they can be a part of. So yeah, definitely a training college. I'd love to keep my appointments and stuff, but training is what I get mostly enjoyed out of.
Well, that sounds really exciting. Very exciting indeed.
Crossed.
And you've been talking about celebrities. Are there any celebrities out there whose makeup you think is particularly good?
I think a lot now. I think, yeah, a lot of celebrities. I'm trying to think. Oh, loads of them.
Jennifer Aniston, is her makeup good?
Yeah. yeah, she's got good makeup. I think, oh, obviously the Kardashians, their makeup, but they've got a team, haven't they? So I think that's the thing with the celebrities. If you've got a team following you 24/7, you're going to look amazing, aren't you? So,
true enough.
So, yeah, I think a lot of people.
Okay, well, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us. Would you like to give us your website details so people can get more information?
So our website is coming up, but we do have our Instagram. So that's mainly what we use for advertising and Facebook. So that's just So Chic by Courtney. And we update that daily with everything, our training course dates and appointments and stuff like that.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
So that was Courtney Burr from So Chic by Courtney.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklyn's Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklynsradio.co.uk or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklyn's Radio. Just Women is just what you need.